It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
And welcome back, folks. Hour number two of the program as we continue on this Tuesday. It is a busy Tuesday afternoon. We thank Gina Gargano from Explore Schuylkill for joining us in our first hour. You can always check her out on the fourth Tuesday of the month in our first hour. As we continue on this morning, we turn our attention to politics. And joining us in studio now, it's our pleasure to welcome in Frank DeMarco. Frank, good morning. Welcome, my friend.
Morning, Jay-Z.
Frank, good to have you here. You are running for Schuylkill County Sheriff in the primary on the Republican side. So what we like to do, Frank, is let's get to know you for the folks out there who may not. Give us a little bit of background. Who is Frank DeMarco?
Well, thank you very much. So I am from Tamaqua, specifically Walker Township, out by the Heisler's area. I grew up in hometown. I graduated from Tamaqua High School in 1990. And I attended the Redding City Police Academy, graduating in 1997. I started my career in St. Clair Borough and New Philadelphia and Blythe Township Police Departments, respectively. About 27, 28 years now, collectively in law enforcement. My family is Jolene Zielinski DeMarco. She's from Tuscarora, and I have a son that's 23 years old, Nicholas DeMarco. Was a Bloomsburg graduate, and he makes music.
Cool.
So, also, I own a local body repair shop and mechanic shop in New Philadelphia on 209, Frank DeMarco Auto Body.
Okay.
I have an excellent staff there. I am since retired from St. Clair Police, and I plan to be a full-time sheriff for the residents of Schuylkill County.
Now, that brings us to the question, Frank, and I tell people this all the time. I admire the folks out there. You put your time in, you're retired, you can just, you know, kind of sit back and enjoy things right now. But no, you want to be, you want to get involved and make a difference. So I guess what made you decide to run for sheriff?
Well, I have a vested interest in Schuylkill County to begin with. And being in law enforcement, you see a lot of things and how things have evolved. And, you know, things are different now in the policing world and law enforcement world. And I believe with my experience behind me, and the folks that are behind me that give me good advice, I can truly make a difference in Schuylkill County with safety and security. And the world we live in right now needs more safety and security, and people need to feel secure and safe when they're out in public and where they live. I believe I can bring that.
Now, what do you mean by different, though? You said things are different now. Can you explain a little bit more on that?
Sure. You know, we've had, unfortunately, a lot more bomb threats. You know, we see that a lot in the schools and with Walmart. It may be in the national spotlight, but it does hit home. You know, we have a Lee Brice concert here. We have it every year, and security's tight, and it has to be. People should be able to feel secure when they go out of their homes.
Right.
And I believe the Sheriff's Department plays a big role in that, along with local law enforcement and state.
Indeed, and I think one of the other things that comes up is, crimes such as, like, narcotics in our area and all. So what's your stance on that? If you can't talk a little bit about that issue here in our area.
Well, I mean, these are my opinions, obviously, as being a police officer as many years as I have been. It is a hard issue to talk about. You have addiction. Mm-hmm. And I think our county is striving to do a good job with getting treatment. I think we can do more. Always we can do more. The addiction goes along with, unfortunately, overdose deaths, which we've seen a lot of. And I believe I could have a voice and assist local police departments with the drug take back and getting the word out there in schools to young people that look up to law enforcement and they look up to figures such as sheriffs to give them more information on, you know, the things that they should avoid, especially with fentanyl and drugs like that.
It's a huge problem. Now, the other thing is you've got experience in handling civil matters.
Yes.
So if you can talk a little bit about that.
Sure. As being a police officer in smaller municipalities, you sometimes have a dual role. And that dual role involves doing code enforcement work. Code enforcement work is dilapidated buildings, high grass and weeds. You get a lot of complaints with dilapidated buildings. And trying to seek out the owners of these buildings, or sometimes they're shell companies and sometimes yep. they're LLCs. So I'm experienced in that, in boarding up the buildings, contacting owners, making the owner of the property responsible for cleaning that place up.
Right. The other thing, too, and we hear this a lot, so if you can't take us through this, you're pledging full transparency if you should get in and become sheriff. And we're hearing a lot about that because a lot of times with the courthouse, it gets a bad rap or a negative rap, per se. So take us through that and how things should be transparent under your sheriff, you being sheriff, I should say.
First of all, open door policy. Absolutely. Anybody can request any kind of information from us, provided it is not sealed by a judge or is sensitive material. I believe in that. I believe when things are going on in the sheriff's office, budget-wise or anything else, people deserve to know. Mm-hmm. Now, if the taxpayers are the ones that are funding, you know, the row offices in the sheriff's office, so I believe they should know. Like I said, within the boundaries of the law.
Right.
But if anybody has a question, I'm the guy that answers the phone. If they need to talk to the sheriff, they're going to talk to me. I will not ignore anybody. I'll talk to anybody. I have lots of platforms that they know they can come and see me at my shop. Everybody has my phone number. Everybody has my email. Not hard to find.
Right. Now, the other thing, too, that you are a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. If you can, take us through that and your thoughts on that area.
Yes, I believe in the Second Amendment. Qualified persons that are allowed to carry a concealed weapon or open carry should be allowed to. That is our fundamental right. I support it fully and the Constitution. There is no question. I'm 100% supporter of it. I'm a firearms instructor from the Pennsylvania State Police. I've been trained. And I used to take guys out in the field and instruct them in handling, safe handling of firearms and qualify them. So I'm pretty familiar with that end of it.
Now, the other thing, I know you've got a strong commitment to upholding constitutional rights while also protecting public safety. You talked about that earlier.
So protecting constitutional rights are freedom of speech, freedom of movement. You know, people are allowed to do what they want without overstepping certain laws. You know, so that's something you got to be very careful about, you know, in this day and age, too.
Yeah.
You must protect people's rights to assembly and free speech. And the sheriff's office comes in direct contact with persons that want to express their beliefs, especially at events mm-hmm. where we're charged with securing an event.
Right.
You must follow constitutional law. And it's evolving all the time. There's case law coming out, sometimes every week, regarding that. And you must keep up with it.
And that's what I was going to say. Yeah, things seem to be coming pretty rapidly, as you said. And if you don't, you're going to fall behind, and you can't do that. You got to, as you said, stay up to date.
Yes. Follow constitutional law. Make sure all the deputies and the sheriff himself know what's coming down the pike here with laws that are changing and case law. You must be informed.
Now, another thing that I see when you announce your candidacy is you outline plans to support federal agencies such as ICE and the Department of Homeland Security. If you can, talk a little bit about that.
Okay, so, you know, the political climate has changed nationally. We're not getting too much deeper into politics. But mm-hmm. as the letter of the law states in the world that we're living in right now, if assistance is requested by the federal government, meaning ICE and Department of Homeland Security, we as a department, law enforcement, sheriff's office, should be ready and willing and able to assist these agencies without question, without question. If they reach out and they need our assistance, we will assist them.
And another thing, which is hits close to home here, you've expressed strong support for first responders and local fire departments. And we can't, you know, thank these people enough. And if you can, talk a little bit about how you feel about that and what you do as far as the local fire companies and first responders.
Let's touch on the local fire companies.
Sure.
Local fire companies are a backbone of our safety and security, as in fires, automobile crashes, helping with traffic control. And, you know, some of them struggle. And we should be able to be around to assist them, be willing and able to assist them. And they have boot drives, do food drives, chicken sales, things like that. I'm sorry, fried chicken sales.
Right.
Baked chicken sales.
Sure.
These guys put their lives on the line for peanuts. Basically nothing.
Right.
And they're out there at all hours of the day and night, ready, willing, and able to jump out of their bed, get in a fire truck, freezing cold, steaming hot weather, and fight a fire for us. And we owe them a debt of gratitude, always and forever. These men and women out there are firefighters. Not only are they firefighters, but they are fire police. They if they can't be helping fight a fire, they're out in the street directing traffic. You know, these men and women are to be celebrated.
Right.
The law enforcement end of it here, we have been struggling with getting more police officers because I believe the political climate, the pay. But the police officers that we do have working, I know many, many, many of them are excellent. We're very fortunate in this county to have the excellent police officers that we do. Between state police and our local police and our sheriffs, county detectives, they're all great. Also including law enforcement, you know, you have the juvenile justice.
Right.
And then you have adult probation and parole. And, you know, you can't forget about the Schuylkill County in prison guards.
Mm-hmm.
And the state prison guards. We have two state prisons in our county here that have a huge role in keeping us safe. You know, Schuylkill County has a huge law enforcement footprint.
Yes.
And when you look at it as a whole, the things that I just spoke about, we do. And it's to be proud of.
Absolutely. Now, another thing that, you know, you talked about your concerns for gun violence, and I know there's a program you wanted to acquire, especially trained canine unit detecting firearms and explosives. If you can, take us through that a little bit.
Sure. So I've been researching obtaining a specially trained canine that is trained in the detection of gunpowder, bombs, explosives, not a bite dog, not a chase dog. But this canine could be used as a deterrent and a tool at the courthouse for securing the courthouse, securing large events such as the Lee Brice concert.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, unfortunately, in this past year, we've had bomb threats. It's here. It's at our front door. There's no denying it. Unfortunately, it's a fact. And not this canine will not be, you know, out sniffing for guns and bombs every day, but it could be used as a good resource tool in schools.
Right.
You know, we have lots of schools here, and you could use the dog in the schools for detection of firearms and explosives. And when there is a bomb threat that's called in, you know, God hope we don't, but we would be ready, willing, and able with a canine specially trained in the detection of that. And we've had it at the Tamaqua School not that long ago, within the last 2 months. We've had them at Walmart. We've had them at Walmart Distribution. We have it at Children's Ruth. And we've had it at the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, there's no games to be played here.
Right.
I think it would be a strong deterrent. And it would also help the people that come in and out of courthouses that conduct business there every day, make them feel a little more secure.
Definitely. Folks out there should feel secure.
Sure.
Like you said, in, you know, their normal every day-to-day lives. Our guest in studio is Frank DeMarco, candidate for Schuylkill County Sheriff on the Republican ticket in the primary. One of the things we've been asking folks, you know, running for office, you hear Schuylkill County Sheriff. Frank, in your opinion, what is the job, first and foremost, of, you know, the Schuylkill County Sheriff?
Okay, so the Schuylkill County Sheriff has three main objectives. One is the civil end of it, one is the security part, and one is the criminal part. So real briefly, the criminal part is transporting of prisoners, transporting of juveniles that are accused of a crime. They photograph and fingerprint people that are accused of a crime, which is called central booking. Okay. That person that's charged with a crime, they get fingerprinted and photographed. The Sheriff's Department handles that. They handle courthouse security, which is pretty large.
Yeah.
And they are responsible for transporting prisoners to and from different institutions and to and from the courthouse from the county prison. So their care, custody, and control is what they're charged with. The civil end of it, the sheriff's department executes handles writs of execution, possession of real estate sales, personal property from defaults, mortgages, and other creditors. And they serve civil papers, and they hold sheriff sales of property. The other thing is the sheriff's office issues concealed firearm licenses and performs background checks. And that is, if you come into the sheriff's office, you will fill out a paper to have a concealed carry permit. The background check will be done on you, and then the sheriff will issue that permit.
Now, you talked about transporting prisoners, and this is something that we had asked your opponent earlier. You hear about the overcrowding in the prisons. It's something the sheriff's department, is dealing with. We've been here in the county dealing with this for a long time. So, again, no right or wrong answer here, but what are your thoughts as far as that goes if you should be lucky enough to become our next sheriff? What would be your input there or your thoughts on that?
Oh, I believe the sheriff wields some power on the prison board, and I believe the sheriff would have a voice working with the commissioners and the county judges to possibly look into a pre-release center. I know it takes a lot of money, but that's something that could be discussed to alleviate the overcrowding in the prison.
Mm-hmm. Now, another area, if you should be lucky enough to win and become a sheriff, what are some of the areas that you'd be looking at immediately that you'd want to put your stamp on, or maybe change, revamp, or retool perhaps?
Okay, I think an important thing here is this was my idea. So the sheriff is responsible for issuing concealed carry permits. Out campaigning, I have multiple people that I talk to, folks that are saying, Yeah, I have my gun permit. And I said, can I see your gun permit? And I look at it and I said, do you know when your gun permit expires? No, I don't. I said, well, one thing I would like to implement as the sheriff, just like a driver's license, 30 days before that license expires, a text message or an email or a letter reminding you that your license is about to expire. Simple thing. I think it would work great. A lot of people don't know because they don't pull that out a lot.
That's true.
You put your driver's license out a lot for ID, but your concealed carry permit sits in your wallet, and a lot of people are like, oh, my God, I forgot to renew it. So via text message, email, or letter. Very simple, cost-effective, at no cost to the taxpayers. When they sign on to get their license permit, their concealed carry permit, we get an email from them. Or text message, and keep it very simple like that.
Yeah, that is a good point. Again, Frank DeMarco is our guest in studio, running for Schuylkill County Sheriff on the Republican ticket in the primary. Frank, the other thing for the folks out there listening to you here this morning and say, I like a lot of what you're saying. Do you have a website, Facebook page, something like that, where they can get a little bit more background on you?
Yes, they can go to my Facebook page, Republican Frank DeMarco for Schuylkill County Sheriff. They can like the page and read all about me and the things that I want to change.
Now, do you have any events, anything like that coming up where the folks can get out and meet the candidate?
I do. May 8th at the Tamaqua train station, I'll be with J.L. Hauser, who's a candidate for Tamaqua mayor. We're going to have Ricky and the Ricardos playing. We're going to have food. And I'm going to speak about assisting local police departments with transporting of prisoners. I'm going to also speak about having a program where sheriff's deputies take out inmates that are in the Schuylkill County prison that may be in there running off a DUI, nonviolent offenders, or running off child support, have them come out and help clean the streets and streams in local municipalities, not on state highways, local municipalities that may not have enough workers or municipal workers to clean. That would have to be done by a writ from a judge. And it'd have to be approved by the warden, of course. But I think if we all got together, sat down at the table here, we could make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see it happen to help the residents at no cost to see what they're getting out of the sheriff's office.
Right. And one of the things that you'd mentioned, when you're out and about, the gun permits and the like, but you're out and about and you're with the public because obviously you're out there campaigning. What are some of the other things maybe you're hearing? What are some of the public's concerns or what are the people telling you?
Some folks don't understand what the sheriff's office role is, and I have to explain that to them. In the movie world and the world outside of Schuylkill County, folks tend to think that the sheriff is patrol and arresting and they're police. So I make them understand that the sheriffs are more of a civil part. And once they're explained that, then they understand, because they ask me, well, why don't I see the sheriff's cars patrolling? I went down to Florida, I went to South Carolina, and there are sheriff's cars everywhere. When I explain that to them, they understand. I think explaining to people that they have a better understanding of what our sheriff's department does. And when I say transparency, like we talked about before, that's part of transparency.
Yep.
And there is a website for the sheriff's office that does explain that. But some people like to be told, and they like to hear it from another person.
Right. That's good stuff. So anything, Frank DeMarco, our guest in studio. So, Frank, anything else? Because this is your time, my friend. We want to make sure that we get across, you know, everything that you want to, you know, get across to the public out there. We want people to be informed voters, know the candidate when they head out to the polls.
Oh, I could sit here all day, and I'm not going to bore everybody. one thing I'd like to touch on, too. There's a House bill right now. It's called the Constitutional Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act.
Okay.
And what that means is, there's a bill currently being floated that if you have a concealed carry permit issued by your county, legal issued county permit, that when you travel with that concealed carry permit, it should be recognized in all 50 states. That means the sheriff of the county thought that you were qualified enough to carry a concealed weapon and issued you a permit. And that shouldn't stop when you cross state lines. You should be able to protect yourself when you go on vacation. You go to Maryland, you go to New Jersey, you go to the shore, you go to Ohio, New York, wherever. That you should be able to carry that concealed weapon. And that concealed carry permit should be recognized in all 50 states, much like a driver's license. If Pennsylvania state or whatever state says you're qualified to drive this vehicle, you should drive in any state. Mm-hmm. So as a sheriff of the county, I believe my voice could be heard, and I would be a very big proponent of that, and I would make our voices heard. I would be the voice for the people, and I've had very, very good reception of that. On the flip side of that, though, that would mean anybody with a Texas concealed carry permit or from other state would then be allowed to carry here.
Right.
So it's called the Reciprocity Act, so you got to keep that in mind also. But I believe that you should be able to defend yourself and your family no matter where you go in the United States.
Yeah.
And it should be recognized, and I'm going to support that bill, and mm-hmm. I'm going to make our voices heard.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. I don't know how many people out there were aware of that bill, so I'm glad you brought that up, Frank.
Yeah, it's out there. It's actually called H.R. 38 House Bill, Constitutional Concealed Reciprocity Act. If anybody wants to look it up, it explains it more in detail. I'm not going to sit here and bore everybody mm-hmm. with it, but I think it's very important. And like I said, in this day and age, this is where we're at. This is where we're at as a society.
Yeah, and we got a lot of Second Amendment people here in the county.
We do.
Sure. Yeah.
We do. And it's not that you're going to go out, you know, waving your gun around. It's just it's a concealed
right.
Security thing for you and your family.
Right.
It should be recognized everywhere, and I can't stress it enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, Frank, I think you've done a great job here getting the folks out there a little bit more aware of who Frank DeMarco is, what he stands for, if he should become our next Schuylkill County Sheriff. So, again, I bring up anything that you might want to add before we let you go, because it's your time, my friend.
I just believe that I can make a difference in safety and security of the residents of Schuylkill County, moving forward with different ideas, and I will support and defend our Constitution, and I will support and defend the charters of Schuylkill County for the residents of Schuylkill County.
And Frank, yeah, give that website or Facebook site out once again so the folks out there can go check you out.
Sure. It's Frank DeMarco for Republican Schuylkill County Sheriff.
Sounds good. Frank, our pleasure. My friend, want to wish you the best of luck in that race for Schuylkill County Sheriff, and thanks for spending some time with our WPPA listeners here this morning.
And I want to thank all the candidates.